Well, hello, this is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth again. I thank you for joining us today and sitting in and fellowshipping and as we learn from the Word of God. Today we'll be going back into our study of knowledge and the letter K in the ABCs of Christian Growth study. And we'll be learning some more about knowledge. I think this will be about the fourth or fifth lesson concerning knowledge. I pray that you went over the scriptures and read over those from last recording and that you nailed that truth down from the Word of God. The Bible says being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The Word of God is the truth and it lives, the Bible says. It is the Word of God, the very Word of God. And I hope you believe that. You know, the difference in believing and there is a difference in whether you believe when it comes to the Word of God. There's a lot of people that carry a Bible around and they claim that they believe it. But when you nail them down and ask them about where the Word of God is, they can't tell you. They can't tell you. They don't believe that there is a copy of the Word of God that is indeed the Word of God. They believe that the originals and all the things that don't even exist is the Word of God. And a bunch of vain and vanity and foolishness chasing a bunch of invisible words. I have the Word of God right here in front of me. And I can read it and believe it, and I know from testimony of the Holy Ghost bearing witness with my spirit that it is indeed the words of the living God, and that I can trust them. They've never, ever let me down. When I've ever done anything, said anything, heard anything, made any decisions, anything that I've ever honored God's Word with as choices in my life and went the way that the Scriptures say, the Lord's Word has never let me down. It's always kept its promises. And it should. It's God's words, right? Yes. So we're talking about knowledge today. We went over that category last recording concerning knowledge about some things our Lord Jesus Christ had knowledge of. And just to get us into the study here, do you remember what those things were? You probably got better notes than I got. The Lord Jesus Christ has knowledge of God. The Lord Jesus Christ has knowledge of man's nature. We went over that. He has knowledge of man's thoughts. Remember? And also, even though the Lord Jesus Christ is God himself, incarnate in the flesh, and that he is omniscient and knows everything, we were just going over some things that we wanted to just individualize, if you will, and just study what the Bible says about what the Lord knows about these things. We studied about the Lord Jesus Christ, that he has knowledge of who are genuine believers, who are genuine believers. A lot of people say they believe, they believe in Jesus Christ, but they can't tell you nothing about him. They can't tell you a thing about him. They don't know him as a person. They don't know him as their Lord and Savior. There's a lot of Jesuses. The devil has a Jesus. The devil has a Christ. And, we talk about, there's a lot of people that talk about having the Holy Ghost or having the Spirit, but they're not talking about the Spirit. And the Bible warns us against these things toward the end time, and that the devil's going to duplicate these things, and he's going to try to get praise and glory from everybody, and he's going to try to cause a lot of people to go to hell, and he is. And he is. He's the enemy of God, and he should be your enemy. The Bible says, ye that love the Lord hate evil. And Jesus said, there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of them. So the Lord Jesus Christ himself said that he's a liar and he can't tell the truth. He's the enemy of God. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ had knowledge of genuine believers. He also has knowledge of all things past, present, and future. You remember that? And we talked about that. So this time, and during this recording, we're going to talk about a brand new category concerning knowledge and carry on our study with this knowledge of how do the Scriptures describe the attitude of sinful men toward knowledge. What do sinful men think of the knowledge of God? I mean, surely there's some knowledge about this. What does the Bible say that sinful men, in other words, all men are sinners, but all men, the saved are, they are sinners in the sense that that's the way that they were born. Okay, but doctrinally, a born again sinner is a saint that sins. He's no longer a sinner. He is a saint that sins. You see, there's a difference there. There's a difference there. But when we're talking about sinful men in this study, in this part of the study that we're going to talk about today, what we're talking about is men that are in rebellion against God and against Jesus Christ. Haters of God, people that are despisers of God, the enemies of God, and they choose to be that way, the enemies of God, okay? So when we're talking about sinful men, we're talking about men that on purpose rebel against the Lord and don't want anything to do with Him, okay? And their knowledge and what they think of the knowledge of God. What's the Bible say about that? Well, the first thing that the Bible says about sinful men concerning their attitude toward knowledge is that they sinful men turn from knowledge. That's the first thing. The Bible says that sinful men on purpose turn from knowledge. They don't want anything to do with the knowledge of God. They avoid it. They turn from it. Anywhere they see it and they recognize it, they turn from it. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 21 through 32, listen to this. It says, because that when they, now this is, we're talking about the sinful men, but that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. Now, while we're reading this scripture, compare it with today and see if it's updated scripture, okay? Of course, God's Word is always updated and in line with every generation. But the things that you know and recognize of what's going on in society today, listen to this scripture about sinful men. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds, and to four-footed beast, and to creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and received in themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. And even as they did not like, listen, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Now that right there, brothers and sisters, is some serious scripture. It's all serious, but when it comes to sinful men and the knowledge, did you hear what the scripture said concerning sinful men and what they think of holiness and what they think of God and what they think of God's opinion and His knowledge? They said that they didn't want. The Bible says that God gave them up to a reprobate mind. God said, all right, you want to be stupid and you want to be wicked? He said, okay, and grants them their wish. The Bible says, and even as they did not like, they didn't like it. They don't like it. Sinful men don't want to hear anything about God. The Bible says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, they don't want anything in their mind that has anything to do with God to remind them of God. How do the scriptures describe the attitude of sinful men toward knowledge? They hate God. They hate His knowledge. They hate anything that has to do with describing Him, telling what the Lord is about, telling that He's the Creator. That's why they change and come up with all these idiotic ideas like evolution and going to space and a great beyond and man is the prize of everything, and he's got knowledge, and that's why they go to college and get all this education and everything, trying to be smarter than God. Trying to be smarter than the Lord. But the Bible says that sinful men turn from knowledge. Turn from knowledge. Another thing that sinful men, how do the scriptures describe the attitude of sinful men toward knowledge? Well, the Bible says that sinful men turn from knowledge. They don't want anything to do with knowledge. They don't want to hear about it. The Bible says that, and because they don't want to hear about it, that God honors that. And if somebody doesn't want to have the knowledge of God or doesn't want to have anything to do with it, the Lord will grant that to him. He'll let you walk away from him and not know anything about him, but he's still going to hold you responsible for what you do know. And it's going to be you that suffers and has to pay for what you don't know about the Lord. Because the farther we get away from the Lord, the worse things get. We can't live without Him, and we can't function. We have no identity without Him. Another thing, sinful men choose to be willingly ignorant of knowledge. In other words, when they can't, it's not just accidental that they don't want to have anything to do with knowledge or the knowledge of the Lord and knowledge of His Word. It's that they go out of their way and they will themselves to be ignorant of it. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 3, it says, "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." You see, they've made a choice. They've turned away God's. They chose to be ignorant of God's righteousness. And why? Because they want their own righteousness rules. They want to make up their own rules about what righteousness is. And is that going on today? You better believe it's going on today. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5 through 7. Now, we're talking about knowledge now. We're studying knowledge and what the Bible says about it, God's knowledge and the knowledge of the Lord. Okay, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5 through 7 says, "For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." What's that scripture telling us about men being willingly, sinful men being willingly ignorant of knowledge? It said it right there just as plain as anybody could understand it. Peter said, "For this they are willingly ignorant of." And they are. They come up with this, we came from monkeys and we came from the goo and evolution and the geologic column and the blabbity, 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 blab, anything, willingly to be ignorant to admit that the heavens and the earth were made by the Word of God. They're not going to say it. They choose to be willingly ignorant of it. And you know, the only way that you can be willingly ignorant of something is that you already know that it is the truth. Because you choose to be stupid on purpose. I guess that's how you define it. You choose to be stupid on purpose. The Bible says in Romans chapter 14, verse 12, "So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." You know, you can. The Lord says, you want to go that way? Go ahead. You want to be willingly ignorant and choose that? See, the Lord knows all the hearts of men. He not only knows the heart and knows what's in your heart, but he knows why it's in there. He not only knows your thoughts, but he knows why you think what you think. The willingly ignorant. How do the scriptures describe the attitude of sinful men toward knowledge? The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Now, I don't know how you feel about all this, and the world's getting, the society is getting into the place to where, well, we don't, you know, don't call them sinful men, and don't call them this. If they're against God, they get it. They have their rights to be against God, and we have our rights to be for God. You see, and if men want to be willingly ignorant, they're going to have to stand before the Lord and answer for that, you see. And the Bible says that they are going to be without excuse. Now, there's not going to be anything that they can say when they stand before the Lord being willingly ignorant. It's going to have been by their own choice that they decided to go against the Lord and go to the lake of fire. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, listen to this, "But the fearful and the unbelieving," there's your willingly ignorant, "unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." How do the scriptures describe the attitude of sinful men toward knowledge? Have you ever really seen anybody that hates God? I mean, really somebody that openly and outrightly hates God? I have. I've been around a few of them, and they are a whole different animal. And that's what they are, too. That's what they believe they came from, and that's what they behave like, and that's what they want to behave like, is animals. Another thing that the scriptures tell us that the attitude of sinful men toward knowledge is that sinful men like to rise up against knowledge on purpose. And you see a lot of that going on today. They're trying to take Christians' rights away from them, take the freedom of them to worship the Lord, take prayer out of schools, take the Bible out of schools, take down all the monuments that have anything to do with remembering what the Lord has done or one of the Lord's men have done or women have done or have, get God out of society. Too much God. Sinful men like to rise up against knowledge. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now that's their God. And he's walking about the earth, seeking whom he may devour, take out. He don't want to tickle you or bruise you. He wants to kill you. Devour you. Jesus told Peter, remember in the garden? He said, I've prayed for you, Peter. He said, and the reason I've prayed for you is because the devil wants to sift you like wheat. I think it was wheat, but sift you. And that was the Lord, the Son of God, that was telling Peter, watch out. He said, I've seen the devil identify you, and he wants to take you out. Man, I would have been shaking in my shoes. Sinful men raise up against knowledge on purpose. Now, remember, when we're talking about knowledge, we're not talking about the knowledge that the world thinks is important. We're talking about the truth. We're talking about the knowledge of the Word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You see, the Word of God tells us, it wouldn't have told us to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God if there wasn't anything out there that tries to go against the knowledge of God. The Lord's given us warning right there that we're going to have to keep our minds and keep our hearts with all diligence, because there's going to be enemies that's trying to put imaginations, to give us imaginations and bring up and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Sinful men like to not only persecute and be willingly ignorant of the things of God and willingly ignorant of it and then turn from it, but they like to fight it. The Bible says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Those are orders for us. That's the Lord's advice, or the Lord's word for us, and what we should be doing with our minds and our hearts, and to watch out, because there's devils and unclean spirits and the enemies of God and sinful men that want to rise up against knowledge on purpose. 2 Peter chapter 2. Verse 1 through 3 says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. The Lord says they're going to get theirs, but in the meantime, they're going to be against you. and they're going to be against you on purpose. They don't want to hear the word of God. They are willingly ignorant of it, and they turn from it when it begins to say anything to their hearts and minds that could possibly pull them away from their wicked lives. And sinful men love to raise up against knowledge on purpose. When they find out that you live for the Lord and that you're not going to change and you appreciate and love the Lord, and eventually they're going to raise up against you before long. The scripture says that sinful men concerning knowledge will raise up against knowledge. They'll want to fight it. They'll want to get rid of it. And you see that all over society, even in the government now, and even in the high places now. You see that from all the way to the slums, all the way to the top, that people are trying to rise up against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. Now, another thing that sinful men think about the knowledge, their attitude of sinful men toward knowledge. Another thing is that sinful men do not like to keep God in their knowledge. They might listen and have it in their knowledge or learn something, but they don't like to keep God in their knowledge. They purge their own minds of God. They try to get rid of God and get everything they know about Him out of them. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. That's not finding out something new about the Lord or going to church and listening to some preaching or a Bible study or something like that. That's not that. This is the stuff that they already have in them that they know about. It says they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. So they do what they can to purge the Lord out of their mind and out of their heart. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God says that's the way you want it. That's the way you get it. And that's the way it'll be. But you're going to stand before me one day, and you're going to find out that it was all your choice, that you didn't want to know nothing about me. And what are you going to say then? The Lord said, you don't want to know nothing about me? Bind him hand and feet and cast him into the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. You don't want to know about God? He don't want to know about you. The knowledge of God. What's sinful men's attitude about? Don't be surprised when you run into people that hate God. There's all kinds of people that hate God nowadays. And this 2019, and there's all kinds of people in the world that hate God now, all the way down to children that hate God and despise God. They're learning this stuff. Sinful men raise up against knowledge on purpose, and sinful men do not like to keep God in their knowledge. The Bible says this concerning that in Psalms chapter 50 and verse 22. It says, now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. How anybody can hear that right there from the Creator and still rebel against Him, but they do, and they will, and they're going to. But it says, consider this, ye that forget God. You can't forget something unless you knew it at one time. You see. So these are people that are so against the Lord that they try to purge themselves. Sinful men that do not like to keep God in their knowledge. Get Him out of here. All this God this and God that. Get Him out of here. Get rid of Him. I'm sick of Him. I don't want to hear about Him anymore. I don't want everything I know about him. Get it out of me. Get it out of my head. Get it out of my heart. I want to think what I want to think, and I want to make my own righteousness and decide my own rules. That's the way the world is today. That's the way men are. That's the way sinful men are. And sadly, that's the way some theatrical saved Christian, born-again Christians are behaving. Their behavior looks just like they hate the Lord. And you Christians that are not in fellowship with your Heavenly Father, and you're not right with the Lord, you need to confess your faults to one another and confess your sin to the Lord and get back in fellowship with Him. Another thing that sinful men think in their attitude toward knowledge, the knowledge of God, sinful men are never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They not only want to get rid of everything that they know about God and forget about God, but they're never able to come to knowledge. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1 through 8, it says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." That word perilous means dangerous. "Perilous times shall come. For men," wait a minute, we're talking about dangerous times, and then he goes into the category of talking about men. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof." And the Bible gives us what we should do about it. "From such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. It don't get any more simpler than that. I mean, if you can't understand what the Scripture is saying right there in 2 Timothy, it doesn't get any plainer than that. Talking about the attitude of sinful men toward knowledge. The topic of our study is the letter K. We're studying about the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. Sinful men turn from knowledge. Sinful men, the haters of God, choose to be willingly ignorant against the knowledge. They don't want you to tell them anything about God. Oh, God is God again? God this and God that. Man, can you just don't talk to me about God. They raise up against knowledge. They not only don't want to hear it and turn it away and rebel against it, but the Bible says that they raise up against the knowledge of God on purpose, and that they attack the knowledge of God. You wouldn't be surprised to find out how many people are on Capitol Hill up there and that are there for the sole purpose of ridding the world of the knowledge of God. You would be surprised. There are many, many groups up there that have billionaires funding them to do that. Oh, yeah. They raise up against knowledge on purpose. But brothers and sisters, we don't have to worry about all this. All we have to do is know it. The Bible says this is going to happen. It is happening. It's going to get worse, and it's going to get so happening so much it's going to get dangerous in the end times. And let me ask you something. Can you see it? It's there. It's out there, isn't it? Sinful men do not like to keep God in their knowledge. The knowledge that they do have, they like to get out and purge themselves up. And sinful men are never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, the Bible says, because they're so wicked. And God says, if that's what you want, that's what you get, and turns them over to a reprobate mind to do that which is inconvenient and to do wicked things among themselves and with themselves and to sin with their bodies. And if you can't see that going on in the world today, you blind as a bat, because it's everywhere. It is everywhere. And the Lord's coming. The Lord's coming. So we're going to stop right there. Here's a Charles Simmons gave us a sentence sermon when he wrote this. He was a preacher, Charles Simmons, and he said one sentence that could be a sermon in itself. He said this. He said, no man has the right to do as he pleases except when he pleases to do right. You know, the world has turned away from that, hasn't it? They don't care about what's right and wrong anymore. They care about their rights. And guess what? That's what Laodicea means. That's the last church. That's the last church age before the Lord comes, is the Laodicean church age. And Laodicean means the people's rights. The people's rights. But no man has the right to do wrong. You have rights, yes. And you should have rights. But you don't have the right to do wrong. Ever. But that's not only what they believe in the world now, because they don't want God in their knowledge, and they don't want anything to have to do with God in their knowledge. They took the Bible out of the schools to take the knowledge of God out of the children, and you see generations coming up now that don't know anything about Jesus Christ or anything about purity. You got 12-year-olds getting 12-year-olds pregnant. You got 8-year-olds and 7-year-olds that can't find a reason in the world to live in this society that we live in now, and they kill themselves and hang themselves. Don't tell me. I know. I've studied it. And I've worked with troubled men. And suicide is all the way down in the 6-year-olds now. One of them cut his own head off with a chainsaw. What does a 6-year-old know? What runs through the mind? You mean a 6-year-old ain't lived but 6 years on this planet, and from everything that he's looked around, and he looks around him, he sees all of the behavior, he sees all the men, all the fathers, all the mothers, all the women, all the women's rights, all the minority groups, all the, I got my right, I got this right, I got that right, and he looks at everything, and a 6-year-old evaluates it, and he comes up with a conclusion, I'm going to hang myself. A 6-year-old. Perilous times shall come. Some minds are like finished concrete, thoroughly mixed and permanently set. Well, that's knowledge, brothers and sisters, concerning the attitude of sinful men toward knowledge. You don't have to be scared of it. The Lord didn't give us the spirit of fear. You don't have to be scared of that. Just know it and believe it and know that what you see is real because the scriptures say it's real. We've read enough scripture just this evening to justify knowing that there are sinful men. You can go to Walmart and see what we've been talking about this evening. And some of you live in neighborhoods, you just walk out on your front porch. You can sit out there for 10 minutes. You can see something that's going on that'll justify what we've been reading in the scriptures this evening about sinful men hating God and don't want God's knowledge. You ain't got to go very far to see that nowadays. The Bible tells us that not only is knowledge, the knowledge of God, good and it's wonderful and it's holy, and the things that we've been studying, but now that we've got on the other side of what the scriptures teach us, God didn't leave us blank and he didn't leave us ignorant about things. He said, you know, all this things I've been telling you about getting all the knowledge that you can get and study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I not only encouraged you and exhorted you as a son of God and as a born-again Christian, I not only exhort you to read and to saturate yourself with my word, but I want to tell you the other side now. There are sinful men that despise my word and hate my word and want my word done away with. The Lord knows that, and he's told us about that in the scriptures. We read it this evening, or in this program. It's evening where I am. But there you go. How do the scriptures describe the attitude of sinful men toward knowledge? The scriptures teach us that sinful men turn from knowledge. The scriptures teach us that sinful men choose to be willingly ignorant of knowledge. The scriptures taught us this evening that sinful men raise up against knowledge on purpose. The scriptures taught us this evening that sinful men do not like to keep God in their knowledge. Get him out of here. The scriptures also taught us that sinful men are never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They've made it clear to the Lord that they don't want anything to do with his knowledge, and the Lord has turned them over to what they've wished for. He granted them their wish. So there we go. Let me give you the scriptures for this evening, okay? You got your pencils? First one is Romans chapter 1, verse 21 through 32. Romans chapter 10, verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5 through 7. Romans chapter 14, verse 12. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Psalms chapter 50, verse 22. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. And that was the last one for this study. And next, we're going to have one more program or audio tape lesson. We're going to have one more, probably that will wind this study up of the letter K. And we're going to talk about what's the value of the knowledge that the Word of God teaches. What's it worth? Is it worth anything for me to have the knowledge of God? Does it do anything? Does it change anything? What's the value of the knowledge that the Word of God teaches? What's the value of it? And we're going to talk about that some. And we will do that on the next recording. I thank you again for honoring the Lord and listening to this. I hope that you've learned and understood some of the Word of God, all of the Word of God that we've studied this evening concerning what sinful men, the haters of God, the enemies of God. I'm not talking about people that love the Lord, and we're talking about people that, and these are some of these people are people that don't look like they hate God. They look like upstanding citizens in society. But in that heart, they hate God with a vengeance. I heard a guy say one time, "Come on down here, God, and I'll gouge your eyes out." Yep. The Lord said He's recorded everything that's been said out of everybody's mouth. And I'd hate to be around when He play that tape over. Okay, well, you have a wonderful afternoon or evening, and God bless you for listening to this and studying. Go back over those scriptures now and read them over and get them in your mind. Get your mind refreshed with those. And you can't put the Word of God or have the Word of God enough in your mind. Until the next recording, bye-bye.